How do you do a second date update for a couple who's never been on a date before and never even met in person?
I personally
have no idea, but we're going to have to figure it out because that's what we've got today for today's second date update. Kristen is on the phone and apparently that's her situation. What's up, Kristen? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you sound so chipper.
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay, but I'm actually a little bit sad because here I am. I'm having to do a second update.
Yeah.
All right.
Never good.
Your email said that you never actually met him in person and never went on a date. So tell us a little bit about the guy you want to call today.
Well, his name is Thomas. Mm-hmm. We met online and we were talking for about a month.
That's a long time.
It is a very long time. I mean, first of all, I have to tell you that he just looks so handsome. And even on the phone, like the tone of his voice, he just seemed like a gentleman, you know? And we just had like a really deep connection.
Can I ask why you guys didn't meet up in that whole month-long period of chatting?
We never were able to sync our schedules. And so we tried, but something always will come up, especially with his job. But I do have to tell you guys that it just went to the point that we said, I love you.
What?
No way.
I mean, it was just that deep of a connection.
Wow.
Who was the one to drop that first? You or him?
He did, but I said it back.
I want to be happy for you, but I'm having all sorts of red flags. Like, has he asked you for money is my first thought, because it feels like he's setting you up to take advantage of you for some reason.
He's a gentleman. You know, we talked a lot about our lives and where we were in our lives, and we both really want a relationship and something serious.
Okay, so you definitely liked him a lot then. Loved him.
Yeah.
Well, I know it sounds stupid to say I love you to somebody before you meet them, but, you know, once you say it, it's out there, you know?
Yeah.
And in the moment, it just felt right.
And so did you guys ever try to meet up?
We finally got to have this date, and we were going to have dinner at this restaurant, and I show up, and he never shows up.
Oh, my gosh. How long did you wait before you realized he wasn't showing up?
I was there for about 45 minutes.
Damn.
And I was texting him, and then finally he got back to me, and he said that he went to another restaurant that had the same name, but it was in a different town.
What? He messed up the town location? Okay. I mean, at what point are you not going to believe this guy? He's either catfishing you.
I could honestly see how that's happened. Only one time has it happened to me, but it's happened.
Anything is possible, right? That's why I was thinking in my mind. But I also was a little skeptical about it.
Yeah, of course.
So why didn't he just say, wait there, I'll be right there?
Because he was too far. It was already too late. I'd been there for 45 minutes to an hour.
So what'd you do next?
I tried to look on Google, the restaurant on another city, and I couldn't find it.
So that's sketchy.
Seems like he lied to you then.
Yeah,
I was very heartbroken.
Oh.
Did you ask him about it?
I did ask him about it, and now he doesn't want to get back to me. Like, he doesn't text me back, so I've not even had any contact with him.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't like this guy. Aren't you mad, too?
I'm mad and I'm sad. I go from being mad and sad, because I just had, you know, when you are dating online, you meet so many people, and I want a relationship. I want somebody who I'm going to be settled with, that who loves me, that I love back, that, you know, we can make this happen. And then
at this point, I think you should just strive for showing up to dinner.
stuff. Little baby.
Baby steps until you get to all of that.
I know.
What are you wanting from this guy, Thomas, right? Like, what do you want from him now? You actually want to go out with him again, or you just want to tell him off?
I want to hear his explanation first before I decide if I'm going to tell him off, because I really want to know what happened. I mean, he went from saying I love you and having this amazing connection to leaving me hanging and telling me a possible lie. So I just want an answer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hang on.